In Tallahassee, the words experience Asia transcend verb and noun phrases. It's more than that. It's a feeling, a collection of community partners coming together to pull off the extraordinary. For 22 years, our community has been able to gather in early fall and take delight. We sit down with one of its leaders and discuss the community impact and undertaking of such a prized local event. Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Warehouse. I'm your host, Josh Johnson, and like always, I am joined with a very special guest that is bringing a very special event from the fabric of Tallahassee. I am joined with Aurora Hansen, who is the past chair and the event lead for the Experience Asia Festival. Thank you so much for joining us, Aurora.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's dive right into this thing. As I said in the opening, this festival has just been something that is so important and so cool and so vibrant for the fabric of Tallahassee. We love that you do it every year. And in the opening, I want to talk about, just in case people haven't been in the last few years, it has changed locations. It used to be downtown in the chain of parks, and it is now at
Tom Brown Park. We actually started at Ponce de Leon Park, thinking nobody would show up. You know, like 200 people. Well, about almost 1,000 people showed up. Sure. We ran out of food. We ran out of performing space. So that's how we moved to the chain of parks. Mm-hmm. And then it got to the point where parking was going to be a problem. I mean, it was really hard to maneuver. And so it was suggested that maybe we look at Tom Brown Park, and it's the best thing we ever did.
I heard that. Are you saying that you've been with the festival since its inception?
Since its inception,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness. And what year is this for the festival?
Well, because we had COVID, but we still had the thing, but mm-hmm. we don't count that as a, you know, this is the 22nd
The
year.
22nd annual. That's incredible.
Technically, 22nd, 23rd.
That is incredible. And this is done, so something that I learned was this is done through the Asian Coalition of
yes.
Tallahassee. And, you know, I love the acronym. I love that the acronym is ACT. I've always said that the two most important words in the English language are home and ACT. And you guys feel like home to us, and your acronym is ACT. And so tell us a little bit about the Asian Coalition of Tallahassee. What is it?
Well, it's a coalition of people from Tallahassee community and the community at large. So we go out, like, the Big Bend area and stuff. It started out very small. It was started by Dr. Clyde Diao, who was the president of the Big Bend Filipino American Association. And he had spoken to John Marks, who was the mayor then, and said, you know, we need an organization that recognizes the Asian community. And that's how it started. We started out planning, and in 2004, we started the first Asian festival, Experience Asia.
And there's like membership and meetings. Is this the only event that the Asian Coalition of Tallahassee puts on, or is this just
This is our signature event,
sure.
And this opens our whole season. We do advocacy work. We help people out. We go to do programs in schools, in universities, and for everywhere we can get the word out. So we go to Tampa, Valdosta, Atlanta, that area. And it gives us a connection to all the Asian people that are in the area,
sure.
Which is really exciting because we have friends all over mm-hmm. who appreciate what we're doing, and we appreciate what they're doing. But most of all, we appreciate that Tallahassee has opened its arms and said, you're here, you're home.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, something that's really cool that I hope is not lost on anybody, but maybe even with inside the Asian community, that is still such a diverse population mm-hmm. and so many different types of people that are represented. And so I'm sure that this has been a labor of love for you.
For all of us that's working, this is a labor of love. However, Asian Coalition is not exclusive. You don't have to be Asian to be a part of the Asian Coalition
really?
Or Experience Asia, because we have it. That it has to be that way. We have to invite everybody. In fact, I had somebody say, "Why did you have this country represented there?" I said, "There's an Asian smidgen in everybody's blood." So we don't close it just because we're Asian, because we help each other. That's the whole purpose, not just our community, but we extend our help to other communities too.
You brought up my favorite word of this show. Well, there's three favorite words of this show: art, culture, and community. And you just hit on one of our favorites, which is community. Mm-hmm. Are you able to see the benefits of you all's work in real time? Is it something that has taken a long time to build, or does every day you see the benefit of this work?
For me, it's been a labor of love. For all the people that are working with us, it's a labor of love. We started in seeing how people, you know, it's funny because the Asian festival, Experience Asia, people come, and I tell people, you don't have to leave Tallahassee. This is a bird's eye view. You can look and you see what you can find, because it's expensive to fly to Asia. Mm-hmm. I'm from the Philippines, and it costs a lot of money to go home.
Well, you know, I took that another way, which was still a beautiful way. I thought you were saying that if you come to the Experience Asia Festival, you can see all of Tallahassee there, and you literally can.
We can.
Everybody comes from every corner, and some people are coming for the food, and some people are coming for the
performances, and the games.
Yes.
The children, you know, they come in, and we give them passports. This year, we're going to give them passports, mm-hmm. and they're going to go to different places. And then they have to get a prize, their passport has to be full.
To get the prize?
To get the major prize. And, you know, they get to learn where the countries are located, mm-hmm. what kind of food.
So there's an educational component.
And then the history. And they have to make sure that they know it before they can leave. And they have to learn one word from that particular country.
I love that. I love that.
And we'll play the games for the children's games.
And that's the best way to educate while people are having fun. So that's a perfect segue. You were saying some of the stuff that's going to be happening at the festival. What can people expect this year?
A lot of food. A lot of performances.
I saw that you guys almost have 30 performances. That is incredible
event. We're probably going to hit 100 vendors this year.
Oh, my goodness.
And those are people who are coming, and we have arts and crafters, we mm-hmm. have demonstrations, we have performances, we have food, and just, you know, people just walk around and make friends. That's our whole premise is come because we need to band together.
Absolutely. So you brought up another very interesting point. I saw that there was demonstrations on there. What does that mean?
The demonstrations is like we have 1 year we had how to cut the roasted pig.
I see.
You know, the demonstrations is not the demonstrations people will see. It's like demonstrating how to wear a sari, how to do Hawaiian dance. What is henna? Do you want some henna?
Yeah.
You know, why do we walk like this? Why do we talk like this? And the significance of the costumes, the native attire. And we like to make sure that people know, you know, how to... I don't want classifying people. It's not the right word. But a chance for them to see, hey, those are nice traditional costumes.
Yes.
Because sometimes people will say, oh, you have clothes like us? I say, yes. But we also have the traditional costumes.
Sure. So you mentioned earlier that you're almost going to hit or maybe possibly go over 100 vendors.
Right.
What does it take to put something like that on? Who does it? Who is behind the scenes doing this?
The behind the scenes is all of us. We have a committee,
mm-hmm.
and we all take different types of work. COVID kind of hurt us a little bit, but not really, because we had presentations, and we only asked 500 people at a time to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And people were so excited. So the next year, okay, we got bigger again. And then last year, the hurricane hit, and we had to cancel it. This work is done for a full year.
Once one ends, the next one begins.
It's September 26, 2026 is the next one. So that's, you know, and I tell people, if you want to be involved, leave us your name mm-hmm. and where to contact you and stuff. So it's an ongoing thing, but it's also a chance for people to meet other people
sure.
and talk to them and engage. And that's what I teach also. So I know, I tell my students, you have to be engaged in the community. You cannot be isolated. Yes. That's how we grew up. And my parents said, you're not from Tallahassee. You have to give back to Tallahassee.
Absolutely.
That's the legacy they want me to do.
You brought up something that I think is so important as an art and culture guy, COVID. The residual and deleterious effects of COVID hit the art and culture world, unlike other worlds, because so much of our work is, like you said, ongoing and in real time.
Correct.
And so to have been taken offline for a year for so many organizations and for so many missions and for so many events, it was in some ways a death sentence. And so when I see entities, organizations, and events that made it through, and not only made it through crawling, but after they crawled, got back up and started running, I am so impressed. And I just wanted to say that speaks to the spirit of, you know, the act, the organization, the work that you guys are doing. We just really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate personally, but I also appreciate that Tallahassee has opened their arms to us and say, welcome.
Well, you are Tallahassee. You know, yes, I mean, there's no separating communities. Once you're here, you are it.
Here,
and so
yes.
Tallahassee has not opened their arms to you. You have opened your arms to us.
It was the best thing that we did when we moved to Tallahassee.
From where?
From Lakeland. Uh-huh. And we enjoyed Lakeland too. We were... Sure. Very big on the arts and culture in Lakeland and community. And again, it's from how I was raised. You owe the community something. You have to give back to the community. You can't just sit down or complain or whatever. You can't, because if you're complaining, you're not doing anything.
That actually adds to it.
Yes, yes.
So in that vein, does it light your heart to see children at the event, knowing that they will grow up and eventually bring their children to the event?
Yes.
I mean, as a matter of fact, that's probably already happening after 22 years.
All my students that are living in Tallahassee who are married now, they bring their kids, and their kids take classes from me. I teach ballet, too.
Okay.
So, and part of that is learning, because the kids learn traditional dances. Like, I will teach them little folk dances from the Philippines, and it'll be a fusion, and we'll choreograph it into a ballet piece. So
it's special.
It's very special.
Yes,
I mean, Tallahassee has been kind, and we cannot thank Tallahassee enough, my family and I.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything new this year at the festival? And I know it's always changing, but is there anything new that people should be keeping an eye out for?
The Korean dance company has already arrived. They're here.
Oh.
And they will be here for 10 days. They're leaving on Sunday, the 28th, to go back to Korea. And that's our special thing. The taiko drummers from Japan, they've been with us for a long time.
Yes,
they're here all the time.
All the time.
And then we have the Chinese music ensemble with Hai Chong Ding. And we just have a lot of international, national, and local performers. And
sure, absolutely. So before I let you go, I have two more questions. One of them is, this is the year of the snake.
This is the year of the snake, yes.
And so as a FAMU alumni, you know, that does my heart well, you know, the year of the snake. And so let me ask you this. What does the snake symbolize?
Well, the snake symbolizes prosperity and other things, because the horoscope things for different people have different meanings for them.
I see.
And so... if you see on the flyer I gave you, on top of the snake, like a little crown, is the dragon. The dragon is a mystical snake.
I see.
Yes.
I was hoping, my interpretation of it was, you know how the snake sheds skin and it comes back new every chance it gets, but it's still the same thing. That's what so much reminds me of the Asian festival. It's always the same, but it's always new. It's shedded a little bit over the year and it comes back just as beautiful, just as splendid, but with a little extra something.
Next year it'll be the year of the horse.
The year of the horse. I love it.
It'll be a challenge again for the people that are designing our posters.
Right.
And these are either students or community people that I'll just throw it out there and say, can you help me? Can you help me? They said, we got the design already.
In the vein of help me, I would be remiss if we didn't, you know, mention some of the community partners like Visit Tallahassee and COCA, who does so much for this community. Kathleen and her team at COCA have just been incredible. And so I'm glad to see that through line with the Experience Asia Festival, too.
Visit Tallahassee. We have people who are bankers, realtors, and stuff. And it's not hard to ask for help from them.
Sure.
They're very open. They say, how much do you need? restaurants and stuff. But it's just fun to work with the people in the community.
Absolutely.
They're very open. Sometimes we don't even, we'll go in there and they say, how are you? And then the checkbook is already open. We don't know what they're going to give, but it's usually... It's very nice to be afforded that kind of generosity.
Very good. And I'm glad that you've been afforded it. Well, as far as art and culture goes, this is one of Tallahassee's greatest things. I'm sure it will continue to be. Earlier, you mentioned that visitors and patrons will have access to passports to guide them through the festival. I appreciate you being a passport for us today, taking us on this splendid trip of a conversation to experience Asia. And I look forward to this weekend.
And make sure you come and bring everybody.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I have to.
And dance?
I might not be dancing, but I will eat, and the food usually makes me dance, so you'll get both of them.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And this is such a nice experience.
Thank you for saying that. And thank you all at home for joining us again for another episode of The Warehouse. See you next time. Bye-bye.